What's going on in colon surgery that you think is important for surgeons in practice to know about?
The most important one, I think, is laparoscopy, because that is the biggest improvement to the patient, at the very least in short-term outcomes, and from what we're seeing in some studies, perhaps for long-term outcome as well. Besides for the technique of laparoscopy, I'm not sure a lot has really changed. We have a lot of latitude with the colon, unlike the rectum. Whether you take 10 centimeters or 20 centimeters, whether you do a high ligation or low ligation, it's really not going to change quality of life. Whatever you do, whatever part of the colon you take, excluding the rectum, you can put it back together. You're not looking at a permanent stoma. A local excisional technique like transanal isn't an option. All those things are off the table. You don't need the imaging. Even if you do colonoscopic ultrasound, it's not going to change what you do to the patient. The only other thing that I think is exciting is the prevention of needing surgery for cancer by good screening. And there's starting to be enough evidence and enough data that if patients are diligent and go and get screened, these lesions are removed. And it amazes me that patients aren't more savvy to this and that physicians aren't pushing for screening more. Because let's face it, with a breast cancer, by the time you see something on a mammogram, it's a cancer. I mean, maybe early, that's wonderful. Chest x-ray, it's a cancer. Whatever else you're looking at, skin, it's a cancer. Okay, there may be certain dysplastic nevi in the skin, but certainly these other images we're finding, it's already too late. With colon, we know what the precursor lesion is in most patients. In others, we even know the familial disposition. Familial adenomatous polyposis, hereditary non-polyposis colorectal cancer. So we can identify groups, and even in the general population, we should be able to prevent. To me, that's incredibly exciting. And then there's great progress, of course, being made in chemo prevention and other things, which is still in its nascent stages. But that, to me, is the biggest challenge, is we should have a virtually preventable situation in the colon, even in the rectum, quite honestly. It really should be virtually preventable if everybody is screened according to protocol.